Parts of the country are lucky enough to be in pear season, so we want to take a closer look with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who's in the studio. Hi.
Hi, Robin.
You know, I have to say I'm one of those people, I love pears. I think they are an art form. I have pear cookbooks, pictures of pears, and all I do is use them in salads with blue cheese.
Okay, well, your whole pear world is about to get blown out of the park, if okay. I do say so.
Okay, talk about varieties.
Okay, well, the most common one that we see in grocery stores is the Anjou or mm-hmm. Anjou. Mm-hmm. There is a red Anjou, and then there's also a bright green one, which is kind of an egg shape. They tend to be soft, juicy. Mm-hmm. They're great raw, but they hold up to poaching and baking as well. You're going to find, as I describe these, that it's an incredibly versatile fruit. Mm-hmm. Most of all of them can be cooked as well as eaten raw, and they are somewhat, if not completely, interchangeable.
How about the dark brown ones that seem to have a tougher skin?
Okay, so that's called an Asian pear, and I cut one up for you right mm-hmm. there. They are very crunchy, very tart, sweet also. These are best eaten raw. To me, an Asian pear tastes like a pear mating with a water chestnut. Mm. It's got that wonderful crunch and a little bit of juiciness, and wonderful in salads, wonderful grated also. Bartlett's, another very common variety, very sweet, red and green as well. They are crisp. They are wonderful texture for poaching. What I love about them is that they retain their shape when you cook them. There's also Bosque pears, same deal. Very earthy flavor. And Bosque pears have an elongated neck, which is really fun because when you poach them, it has this elegant long top.
Well, talk about the poached, because we have
one
right here.
Right.
This
do.
Seems so hard.
I'm really glad you said that because okay. I am going to absolutely show you how wrong you are.
Okay.
All right, here's what I did. You
mm-hmm,
ready?
Mm-hmm.
I peeled a pear, but I kept the stem on.
Yeah.
Okay, I peeled it.
Okay.
You with me?
It's naked.
It's naked.
Mm-hmm.
I took a cup of sugar
mm-hmm.
and a cup of white wine and 2 cups of water, and I boiled them.
Mm-hmm.
I could add a cinnamon stick. I could add some fresh ginger to that. I let it cook down. That's called a simple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I place my naked, as you call them, pears into the syrup, and I let them cook for about 25 to 30 minutes. And what happens is the pear releases its juice into the syrup, and the pear then cooks in this sweet, delicious, gingery syrup. It can be made well ahead of time. It keeps in the syrup. You can eat that for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat that as part of a salad. But you certainly could serve that for dessert. You don't need whipped cream. It's healthy, it's light, and I think it's so refreshing.
Oh my.
Right?
Yeah.
But the other thing about pears is that they swing both ways. They're savory, and they're also clearly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a savory salad that's a little bit different than a normal pear salad. I took, in this case, I believe I used a Bartlett pear.
Mm-hmm.
I peeled it. I put a tiny bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper on it, and I roasted it in little wedges.
Mm.
And then I have fresh spinach and fall greens, and I put my roasted pear around it. Then I took some French bread or baguette, toasted it in thin slices, and spread blue cheese on top. And then I caramelized pecans in a little bit of maple syrup. So you have crunchy, green, tart, pungent from the blue cheese, and sweet and voluptuous from the pears.
Wonderful.
Oh, and there's also sun-dried cranberries, a seasonal specialty, in the vinaigrette.
Okay, we have this. What is this?
This is an upside-down pear cake.
Mm.
Now, you've probably heard of upside-down pineapple cake, and it's very similar. I used a variety. I used Camas. I used a Forelli pear, which are smallish. That means trout in German, and it's got a wonderful, firm, tart flavor. And then I also used a Bosque pear. So I melted some butter and brown sugar and let that cook. And then I laid the pears down in that. And I made a very simple cake batter using all these spices that just remind you of fall. Cinnamon, allspice, ginger, and cardamom. And you make this cake batter. You put it on top of the pears and you bake it. You take it out of the oven and your house smells like pear and apple picking on an gorgeous autumn day. You know, it's heaven.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And after about 10 minutes when it's cooled, you flip the skillet upside down and you have this beautiful upside down pear cake.
Just beautiful. By the way, keeping pears. Refrigerated? No.
Yes. Rarely do you find a perfectly ripe pear in the store. They're harvested when they're mature but not yet ripe. Because once a pear ripens, it only keeps for a few days.
Right.
So you want to ripen it out of the fridge, and as soon as it starts to get soft and fragrant, put it in the fridge if you're not going to eat it right away. And the way that you tell if it's ripe is that the skin often brightens in color. It will become greener, or you'll see this blush of red. And you push on the neck, which is the elongated part on top of the fruit. And if it yields, it's ripe. Now, we're not talking mush like your thumb falls into it. That's overripe. So again, don't refrigerate unripe pears, but do refrigerate them after they've ripened at room temperature.
Okay. Here in our resident, Chef Kathy Gunst. Wonderful as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.